Promise 22, 3 times. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. John 14:27. It's perfect that this translation, the ESV, has taken this series of Greek words, as spoken by Jesus in Aramaic, and split them into 3 short declarative sentences in English. Why? Because the first sentence tells us of our limitless, perfect inheritance bestowed upon us by our Savior. The second tells us precisely why that so deeply matters. And the third, with the added emphasis of coming to us as a commandment, tells us what we must do with regard to our inheritance in the world to properly guard it till the day we die. Shall we give a closer look to all 3? Well, I want you to imagine Jesus just the way you imagine him. See him in your mind's eye with all the details that come with that. The look of his clothing, the set of his shoulders, the look in his eyes, on his face, as he leans closer to you. He is sitting in a room where just a few minutes ago, he'd stooped at your feet and washed and dried them. Now, he's been speaking to you very directly. Something in his eyes says that all these words are a valediction, a sort of farewell, like a father preparing to make his final earthly departure. You find your heart confused, sad. Why is he suddenly taking on a tone like this? Then his features soften, his eyes gloss over with tears. Peace I leave with you, he says. My peace I give to you. In the last 3 years of following after him, you have seen the nature of that peace. Scenes begin to occur to your memory of the crush of the crowds pressing against him from all sides, of the approach of Legion, the man possessed by 1,000 spirits, of the night before that, his waking in the storm and standing up against the gunwale and pronouncing hush into the night, of the constant attacks of the Pharisees and Sadducees, of the rumors of the fury of Herod, of the whispering of the authorities unto the Romans, of the day even when he cleared the temple. The peace he is leaving you, his peace that he says he gives, is the most remarkable power you have ever seen. Jesus's peace is not the absence of action, a vacuum where no problems may enter. It is a conquering force that dominates every situation. You have seen the way his peace can be as quiet as the light mellowing at dusk. You have seen it rise to confront all evil in its darkness. The peace that Jesus gives you on this night and forever is the ability to abide in him no matter what. It's the ability to conquer fear with love, hate with goodness, lack with abundance, death with life. Nothing can stand against the peace of Jesus. He goes on. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. And it's easy for you to understand what the world gives. Your whole human life has shown you the limits and restrictions it would offer you. Fear for your daily bread and drink. Fear for your safety and security, a sense of need and constant lack when it comes to love, care, purpose. Every day to wake into the reality that it's all like a house of cards, everything hinging upon itself, and if a single wrong move is made, it's over. That is what the world gives to you. What you already know of it is already enough. And what Jesus gives you, his peace, is nothing like the weight and worry and woe of this world. In fact, his peace is the weapon that conquers it all. His peace is the answer to your every earthbound question. Then his features suddenly harden, flame with fire, and he leans forward and grabs your shoulders with his hands. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Let not, do not let. Do not ever find yourself a party to the world's subtle attacks. You now have my peace. Do not ever countenance any thought that digs beneath the value of the kingdom of heaven. You now have my peace. Do not let your own human heart ever speak of insurmountable troubles. You now have my peace. Do not be afraid. Let no fear become your master. You now have my peace. Then all at once, he leans away from you. His face breaks into a smile. He is done with the speaking of this part of his will and testament. You, an inheritor of his whole heavenly kingdom, have been bequeathed his own personal peace forever. And it's nothing like the world gives. Actually, it conquers all the warfare and strife that the world actually offers. And your only job today and forever to enjoy this inheritance, the only task that's needed to properly take hold of it? Let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid at all, ever. Which, just in case that action and requirement sounds daunting to you, is guaranteed by his peace that's already yours. My friends, what a truly perfect friend we always and already have in Jesus. Did you know? This friend is the Prince of Peace. That's who he is.